Hi, I am Megan Taylor from Surbiton, and I am a first-time expectant mum, and I am 34 weeks pregnant. And I'm just here to kind of tell you a little bit about what's going on during lockdown as a pregnant woman. It's a strange old time, I must admit. I mean, it's totally fine, but it's not how I expected my first experience of being pregnant to go ahead. I hate the fact that I can't be with my family. It's my mum and dad's first grandchild that is on its way, and I think it's really, really difficult for them as well, because we can't share the exciting moments together, and they can't see my body changing, my bump growing. And I mean, we obviously are very, very thankful for the internet and FaceTime, and I'm sharing lots of photos with them and videos, and whenever the baby moves in my stomach, I'm trying to video those special moments and send them over to my family, which is the most we can do for the moment. I completely understand, though. I mean, it's something we all have to go through, and it's something we have to do, and we'll be over it soon, hopefully. The biggest worry for me currently is that I don't know the future of when we have the baby, what is going to happen, who can see the baby, who can't see the baby, will it be able to be vaccinated, will my baby be born in hospital, or will it be born at home, will, I don't know, there's just so many questions that are up in the air. And if lockdown finishes, is that actually even more scary, because does it mean that my baby could be in a worse environment, and it could be where we're maybe having another spike with coronavirus? So that is a few of my worries. But one main thing that's going on at the moment is that partners are not allowed into scans for your baby. You're not allowed to have your partner in your midwife appointments, and just in the hospital in general, which I completely understand. But it's also another thing when you go to have your very first scan. One of my friends recently had her 12-week scan, and that was her first ever scan with her baby, and she wasn't allowed her partner in with her, and that's really, really upsetting. Luckily for me and my husband, my husband and I, we were okay, because we've already had our 12 and our 20 week scan where my husband was allowed to come in. And I've been having a few growth scans, and my husband's not allowed in those, which is really upsetting, but at least we've had the earlier scans together. But then with our midwife appointments, where whenever you go to a midwife appointment after, I think it's about 20 weeks, you get to hear the baby's heartbeat. And with that, it's really upsetting to not be able to have my husband come in with me and see that, and then see me being measured, and kind of discuss the whole kind of health of how I am and how the baby's doing. So that is really upsetting to not have my husband in with me, but at least we have had some scans where he has me up to see the baby, which is the most important thing. But currently at Kingston Hospital, they're being absolutely incredible, but because you're not allowed a partner in with you for the scans, you're not even allowed to record it on your camera phone, which is really, really upsetting. It'd be really amazing if you could do that. I think it would change things quite a lot. So we have decided that we're going to go for a home birth, and it wasn't something that I planned before the whole of lockdown. I always just assumed I would go to hospital, come home to my lovely clean house, and come home with my baby and just start fresh from home. But we've decided to do a home birth because there are so many benefits to it, and I have been told that I have a low risk pregnancy, so therefore it is absolutely fine. We've had the home birth team come along to our house and check it over, and they were absolutely incredible. They were so lovely, and they let Liam be in my appointment, which normally he can't be, so that was really, really nice. They just come in, they've got their mask on, they come in, they wash their hands, then they get to work, they do their job. And so with my home birth, they have said to me that the midwives will come in and they will wash their hands, they will be wearing their face mask, but once the baby is pretty much here, they will then put on a plastic visor that covers their whole face, and their gowns they'll have on as well. And they said that that's exactly what would happen in hospital. Another point that is worth mentioning, so a major thing that is happening at the moment is that obviously NCT groups, new mum meetups, and just new mum classes in general have all been cancelled, and all the NHS ones have been cancelled. So they've all gone on to Zoom, which is absolutely incredible. But you do lose that opportunity to have that initial connection and make friends with new expectant mums. And I'm really, really lucky because I do have a few close friends, and my neighbour is having a baby. I do have that connection with some mums, but I don't think I'm going to have that same opportunity to make lots of new friends. But hopefully, once I've had my baby and lockdown's over, we can go to some sort of new mum classes and make friends that way. At the moment, I'm doing hypnobirthing classes online on Zoom, and that has been absolutely incredible for my mental health whilst experiencing pregnancy during lockdown. So an amazing class that I'm doing at the moment is I'm doing online courses for hypnobirthing to learn a little bit more about the whole birthing procedure, but also it's an opportunity where I can meet a couple of other mums, well, expectant mums, and also learn a lot more about what's going on in pregnancy around coronavirus, and also kind of just changing my mental health attitude to make me more positive and more excited, and just learn a lot more about what's going on.